This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. David Cabaverde Longo was sentenced in Rouse County Court Tuesday. He was one of the men involved in the attempted gas theft at the Pilot gas station on 13th Street in Steamboat Springs back in December. The 22-year-old was sentenced to 120 days in jail with 90 days credit. He forfeits any rights to the vehicle that was involved in the gas theft, and he has to pay restitution of $6,556 with Osnel Perez Palacio, who was sentenced last week. During the sentencing Tuesday, Cabaverde said he is indigent, so Judge Aaron Wilson waived all court fees and costs. He also told the court that he has been told he is getting deported when he leaves Rouse County, so he asked if he'll be able to get his belongings and especially his phone. District Attorney Matt Carson said he will help with that. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission is meeting today and tomorrow in Denver. An update on the Wolf Program is at 1:35, and you can listen to that online. The town of Hayden had its first ribbon cutting for a new business Tuesday night. It's the Hayden Tap House on Walnut Street. Tegan Ebert is the deputy town manager for Hayden. She says ribbon cuttings and welcoming new businesses is part of a new business welcome program with the Economic Development Commission.
So we want to see Hayden area businesses prospering, people that live in Hayden be able to go and patronize those businesses, have things to do, places to gather, people to meet with, and really keep some of our money locally.
The program recognizes and celebrates and provides resources to any new businesses coming to Hayden. While the ribbon cutting was last night, the Hayden Tap House officially opens this Friday. Yampa Valley Housing Authority and the City of Steamboat Springs are starting a new group called the Community Deliberation and Stewardship Team. Community members are being asked to serve on a new temporary group, which will have discussions and healthy debates with facilitation on discussions like the Brown Ranch property and perspectives on how much and where the City of Steamboat Springs should grow. Give 4-H a try in Moffitt County. 4-H camps are being offered in cake decorating, cooking, and STEM challenges during Moffitt County Spring Break. That's March 10th through 13th. Kids ages 8 to 18 are invited. It's $5 a person. Parents are welcome to join. It's at the Moffitt County Extension Office and register by Thursday, March 6th. Tickets are on sale for the annual concert for Steamboat Dance Theater. It's called Metamorphosis. It's March 27th through 29th at Steamboat Springs High School. Tickets are at steamboatdancetheater.org. 9 U16 Alpine athletes from Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club have qualified to compete in the U16 Rocky Central Junior Championships in Vail. The competition starts tomorrow. The bus with the Steamboat Sailor State Championship hockey team rolled down Rabbit Ears Pass with a police, sheriff, and fire truck escort Tuesday afternoon. Sailors won the state hockey championships Monday night in Denver. The team got off the bus, made their way to the gym at the high school. All the lights were off. The student body was lined up with their phone flashlights on, welcoming the team to a rousing round of applause. Athletic Director Luke DeWolf had a question for senior captain defenseman Angus Frithson.
Angus, highlight of this run for you guys and the thing that you're most proud of.
Winning a state championship.
Congratulations to the state champion Steamboat Sailors hockey team. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.